Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.
I have a little game I'd like to play with you this morning, Jennifer Campbell. It's called Romantic or Creepy.
Oh, this sounds fun.
Yeah.
Do I need a bell?
No, you never need that damn bell.
All right.
I'm going to give you some things that a guy might do, and I want you to tell me if they are romantic or creepy. For example,
when in doubt, always default to creepy, by the way.
Hang on a second here. I'll be the judge of this along with you.
If you have to ask yourself, is it creepy? Maybe tone her back a little bit.
Okay.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right.
Romantic or creepy?
If he shows up unannounced. So you're getting ready to leave work today, and as you're walking through the lobby, boom, there he is waiting to say, hi, love.
Well, there's criteria here. First of all, I didn't interpret it like that. I interpreted it like shows up at your house unannounced.
All right.
I'm not a fan of the drop inners. Don't drop in. I got stuff to do, like naps to take and stuff like that.
Right.
Well, how long have we been dating, the guy who's dropping in unannounced?
You're dating. Doesn't matter how long.
Like a month or six?
Does it matter?
Yeah, of course it matters.
Well, it's unannounced or it's announced. I mean, it's either, hey, I'm coming
one
over.
1 month, or creepy, over 4 months, okay. I don't know if I'd go romantic. I don't know if I'd call that romantic. Well,
bringing you flowers, that's
sure,
romantic.
Sure, that's nice, yeah. Although you can pay people to do that for you. Because then I feel like you're bringing the flowers because you want to see what I'm up to. 1 month, creepy. I stand by that. Unannounced, 1 month, totally creepy. And over 4 months, kind of romantic.
And with flowers, very romantic. So it comes bearing gifts.
Yeah.
Okay, it's a lot of criteria here. I thought this would be pretty simple.
That was only question number one?
That's question number one.
I'm going to put you
down on the creepy side for that. Shows up unannounced.
Well, the timeline is pivotal here. That's key.
Why?
Because if you've only been dating someone for a month or less than a month, you do not show up at their work or their house unannounced. Absolutely not.
Well,
that's creepy.
Okay, then it's creepy. But you're dating him. I mean, if you're dating him, you're dating him. He should be around you when he wants to be.
Three dates to compare it to. No, totally different.
Okay.
Totally different.
Takes you shopping.
Is he buying?
That would be the idea.
Romantic.
That's what I thought. We agree on that one. Orders for you.
Same. I default to the same thing as question number one. If it's like less than a month and you're just trying to be
chivalrous?
Alpha male-y, control-y?
Oh, right. Nobody likes the alpha male. They just think they do.
That's not true. If it's over 4 months and we've got to the restaurant and I have to pee and you know what I always order at the restaurant because we've been dating that long, then absolutely order for me.
See, okay, I got to stop.
This is why women are confused.
Marnie says,
you think?
Marnie does this all the time. Says, you know, can you order for... I don't think the waitress or the waiter will come over if only one of the two people is not there.
That's a good point.
Order and then go to the washroom.
That's a
time out.
Point.
Who says she has to go to the washroom? The server can come to the table and
that's
you say...
True.
My lovely date will have,
yes.
But the
and
server
I will
won't
have.
Come if they only see one
no, no,
person.
No, no, no.
Did you listen to one word I just said?
No, it used to be fancy when the server would come over for the man to order while she was sitting at the table. That used to be a thing. It was a thing that the guy would order for the woman. And look, our young, vivacious, early 20-something
Candace
girl is
wants
saying,
the guy to order for her.
No,
she totally
does.
You totally
look at her.
Do.
She does not.
Yeah.
No, she doesn't.
And she'll have the side of onion rings, not the fries. I'm telling you. I can tell your type just by looking at you,
if
Candace.
If you're at a place that's serving french fries and onion rings, then it's not a place where you're ordering for someone.
See, again.
If it's going to be like
the criteria.
Caviar and lobster,
standards,
then you can maybe order for me.
High maintenance.
As long as you're paying.
Okay.
And we've been dating for longer than
showing up unannounced and ordering for you is creepy.
It is.
Taking you shopping on your credit card is very romantic.
Yeah, why is this hard to understand?
Shuts off his phone when he is with you.
Yeah, please do that. Absolutely, absolutely.
Oh,
wait
I thought
a
we
second.
Would
no, you should not shut it off because then it looks like you're hiding something, but you could ignore it.
Honest to goodness
you
gracious.
You could not answer
I give
it.
Up. I give
but
right
you,
the heck up.
If you turn it off, that means that you think some broad's going to call you and you don't want us to see it.
That means...
But if you turn it, if you leave it and then just let it ring and don't pay attention to it, that's romantic. Right?
That means turning it off means you have our undivided attention.
Turning it off means Susie Stretchy Pants from the gym is probably calling you later and you don't want us to see it.
You should be happy that Susie Stretchy Pants from the gym is calling me later and I'm still with you.
Oh, for the love of the Lord. Seriously?
You, for the love of the Lord. Seriously.
No.
All of these romantic gestures I thought we had worked out.
Why does Susie Stretchy Pants have your phone number in the first place?
Who knows?
Like, for example, why is your friend sending you, you know, texts and BBMs at 11:30 at night? That's a warning sign. Is that a warning sign? Thank you. That's a warning sign. Ding, 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 ding.
You know what? This
warning
again,
bells.
I maintain the sexes are completely and utterly incompatible.
And I maintain that Candace and I totally get each other because probably we're right and smarter.
And probably you're both crazy.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.